Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Our text for this morning's message, as I said earlier, is from our Psalm 100, "Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth." Dear friends in Christ. In 1992, Dr. Gary Chapman wrote a very famous book called The Five Love Languages. I don't know if you remember it or if you've read it or anything like that. Basically, his thesis was that people tended to show their love for one another in five different ways. And even though he wrote from a Christian perspective, the idea of the different languages of love, of showing love, caught on, even outside of the church. Now, we usually don't read the titles to the Psalms. I don't know if you ever look at the little, it's usually in italics above the Psalm, a song of this, a song of that. But the title of Psalm 100 is a Psalm of Thanksgiving. I don't know if you ever noticed that. So I'm going to posit here that the psalmist here is revealing what might be called the seven thanksgiving languages, or the seven languages of thanksgiving. And again, like I said earlier, I could probably do a sermon on each one of these, and so I'll only choose one. It's probably the idea of the language of thanksgiving isn't something that we think about all the time. Or, you know, whether you're a member of the church or whether you're a Christian or not, you don't always think about thanksgiving. How do we give thanks? How do you and I give thanks? Is there a proper way to give thanks? Well, one of the seven ways that Psalm 100 encourages us to give thanks is in knowing that God is God. See, we don't naturally speak God's language, but through the work of Jesus, God has actually made us his people so that we can know him as God. Knowing him as God is a way of giving thanks. See, we know and confess God to be our Maker and our Redeemer through the gift of faith in Jesus, which, of course, is the work of the Holy Spirit in us. So in this way, we can daily give thanks for all that he's done. Now, there's seven imperatives there, or commands, in this in the Hebrew language that's translated here. The commands are in the basically the first four verses of the psalm. We're told to make a joyful noise, to serve, to come into his presence with thanksgiving, to know that he is God, to come into his courts with praise, presence with singing, come into his enter his gates with thanksgiving, to know, to give thanks, and to bless. Those are the seven ways that God is telling us, these are the commands, this is what you will do. This is what you must do. You can even think about these as the godly elements of thanksgiving. And since we can't, of course, cover all seven commands in this text, we're only going to talk about knowing that he is God. That God calls us to give thanks by knowing that he is God. Now, our psalmist today gives us two specific things to know about God that are actually the reason for giving thanks. First, in verse 5, we're called to be thankful because we know who God is. Knowing God is different from actually knowing who God is. I mean, think about it. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever. He is good. His love and his faithfulness last forever. In other words, we can be thankful that he is by nature for you and for me. That God wants us to be his children. That he is for us. We're also called to be thankful for knowing what God has done. In verse 3, it actually tells us, "It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture." It's He who made us. We're told that God actually has not only made us physically, it is He who made us and not we ourselves. We are the people. He's also done it spiritually. We are His people. He's made us His people and the sheep of His pasture. Now, since the imperatives are generally considered to be law, if we think about the two main teachings in Scripture, law and gospel, commands are usually law, we should remember that also, because they are law, we're not going to do really good at it. We might be thankful today and then tomorrow mess up and not be thankful, right? I mean, our thanksgiving is always diminished by our refusal to acknowledge God as God, to know God as God, because we prefer, really, to know ourselves as our gods. We would rather, I mean, let's face it, most Christians would never call themselves a god, but a lot of times we act in ways that betray ourselves or betray our actions or betray our thoughts. Whoever we fear, love, and trust in becomes a god to us, and that includes ourselves. Luther always explained, I explain this to my catechumens as well, in order to break any of the commandments, you have to break the first commandment first. The first commandment, you shall have no other gods before me. That's idolatry. You have to have something, you have to break that commandment before you can break any of the other commandments. Because what you're doing then is rising something else above God. Luther said that if the moment that anything becomes more important to you than God, if a cause becomes more important to you than God, if an object becomes more important to you than God, if a person becomes more important to you than God, that thing, that cause, that person has become your God. Of course, the psalmist says that we haven't made ourselves. But we, you know, when somebody calls us a self-made person, we kind of take that with pride. Sure, I'm a self-made person. I did it all myself. It's difficult to be properly thankful to God when we refuse to acknowledge that He's the one who actually made us. And let's face it, we are the sheep of His pasture. As Christians, we do understand that being sheep means that God cares for us. But a lot of times we can be insulted by being called sheep. I was in a discussion with somebody on social media one time, and they called me a sheeple. And I was like, and it was talking about something, and I'm like, okay, unfriend. I don't do that anymore. But hey, I don't get in discussions with people on Facebook. But those are the things. We can get insulted if we're called a sheep, as if we're just blindly walking along. And maybe we don't know a whole lot about sheep, but being called sheep of His pasture maybe doesn't really strike us as a compliment. Think about it this way. The idea of needing to be fed, to be watered, to actually be guided, to be led to a pasture, to be led to to water and grass and stuff like that. Well, in other words, the idea that we are totally dependent on somebody else is kind of a blow to our ego. So it's difficult to be properly thankful when we refuse to acknowledge that all that we are and all that we have comes from our God. Fact of the matter is our sin might prevent us from knowing God in a proper way. But the good news is that He certainly knows all about us. Amen. Since God made us, He knows actually how to bring us to know us, how to bring us to Him, and to help us to know Him. See, he created us by his almighty word. It is he who made us, and we are his. We believe that God not only made Adam and Eve, but as our small catechism says, that God has made me and all creatures. My body and soul, my eyes, ears, and all my members. You know, that's the explanation to the first article of the creed. See, God's not called our Father without a reason. He knows us as our Father. He knows us as any father knows his children. He knows us as the one who brought us into being. I like to do woodwork. I do wood turning. I've turned some pens and stuff like that, and I've built two sets of bunk beds and these kind of things, and I just enjoy working with my hands. And when I finished working with it, I can look at it and say, I made that. I did that. I know every little thing about it. They say the mark of a good carpenter is not that he doesn't make mistakes, it's just that he knows how to hide them well. So I know every mistake in every project that I've ever made. Not that I'm a good carpenter, mind you. God knows us because he made us. He knows every little flaw in us. But he also knows something else. He also knew what to do in order to make us his people, in order to make us his sheep. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. What he did is he sent our Lord, our Savior, Jesus, into this world. You see, even though he had made us, when we sinned, it separated us from our Father. So at that point, we were not his people. So he sent Jesus, who by his holy life, by his death and his resurrection, Jesus actually recreated us as the people of God. And now through faith in Jesus, you're a child of God. And I'm a child of God. We are children of God. We are his own people. And likewise through Jesus, God has actually worked in us a correct knowledge of him. Our sin that would have prevented us from knowing God properly, but Jesus, by his actions and by his word, reveals God's attitude towards us. What God looks, when he looks at us, what he sees. See, only when we know God through faith in Jesus can we actually properly give thanks. And now, of course, knowing God rightly, the people of God are thankful for what he has done. The Spirit of God has actually worked that knowledge and that faith in our hearts so that we can be thankful. And brothers and sisters in Christ, we didn't come to know God on our own. The Holy Spirit worked through the Word, through the sacraments, through the waters of holy baptism, through the Lord's Supper, to bring the knowledge of God and faith into our hearts, faith in Christ. God himself has actually made us a thankful people. So in this passage, we're actually shown two ways that the people of God give thanks. We know that God's created us. We confess that he has created us. And we know that God has made us his people. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that had made us, and not we ourselves. And it is he who made us, and we are his. And we are his people. We confess that we are his, and that he made us. And that's a form of thanksgiving. When we believe in Jesus as our Savior, we're confessing this knowledge. We're confessing this knowing of God, that Jesus actually recreated us in the forgiveness of our sins, And we give thanks to God by knowing and confessing that we are His people. Seven languages of thanksgiving in here. Seven languages. There are probably more than seven, okay? But certainly there is this one, that when we know who God is, that He is good and loving and faithful to us forever, that He is always for us, that He's on our side. And when we know what God has done for us, that He's made us His people again by Jesus' death and resurrection, well, then, knowing all of that, brothers and sisters, we can indeed make a joyful noise to the Lord. Come into His presence with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. We can sing to the Lord a new song because we are His people. He has made us His people. In His name, amen and amen. And now the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, now and always. Amen.